Send you back home with a light that's beam. My whole team about to figure it out. We ice cold, that's what winter about. And sometimes, I wish I took a simpler route. Instead of having demons that's as big as my house, have a ball with a dribble and bounce.
All right, y'all, this is Taste Test Podcast. We are back for another episode. This is episode 16. This is one half of your co-host, Jonathan, and my other half over here, Janae Hayes. How you doing?
What it do? What it did? What's going on?
Not much. You can hear from that intro right there. Yeah, still kind of shaken up by the recent passing of Mac Miller. So that's all I've really been thinking about lately. His passing.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. This one really hurt me. And maybe because it was all, it was just all of a sudden. But even Tekashi, Extension didn't hurt.
Instead of calling that boy Extension. His name
this
is
one right here, Matt Miller. That's it.
Why you call that boy Extension?
Whatever his name is.
But yeah.
Excuse my language, I'm sorry. Whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is. But this one hurt.
Yeah, like I was telling you before we started recording, Janae, like this one, like, it caught me off guard just like it did you, because I really enjoyed his last album.
Or
whatever, it was called Swimming, and
yep. The
song we was just playing was called 2009, and it's like just based off of how that whole album was, it seemed like he was back in a good space, from, you know, his life or whatever, the stuff that he had just previously went through, with the breakup with Ariana Grande, and you just thinking like, all right, he back to being Mac, you know?
Right.
Then all of a sudden come out that he passed away. There's the report saying that it was an overdose. Still kind of waiting to see what else will come out, but yeah.
He could tell from the album that he was starting to get himself together too.
Yeah, this just struck me as weird. So I'm still waiting to see what else they gonna say. I don't wanna dwell too much on this. It's gonna make me sad.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of his older stuff or whatever. I know he had a nice little solid fan base too, so yeah. So what are some of your favorite Mac Miller projects that you would go back to?
What was that? Macadamia.
Everybody liked them. I was just listening to that before I called.
Macadamia.
Yeah.
All of Macadamia. Macadelic. My favorite songs off of his latest project, Swimming. Now, Swimming was a really good album. It's what I wanted to hear. It was definitely what I wanted to hear from Mac. If y'all don't know, it came out the same day as YG and Travis dropped.
Yep.
So that day was a busy day. That was like August 2nd, August 3rd. That was a busy day. But anyway, What's the Use?
Mm-hmm.
Which is track 3 on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And 11, Jet Fuel, 12, track 12, 2009, number 5, Self Care. Those mm-hmm. are my favorite from his latest project. But my favorite album of his was besides Macadelic, which that was an EP, wasn't it? No, it was an album.
Macadelic? I think that was a mixtape. It was a mixtape. Yeah. Because I got it on Dat Piff. I think it was a mixtape.
But besides Macadelic,
mm-hmm.
I would have to go with watching movies with sound.
Gotcha.
Couple songs on there that I really mess with. Matches featuring Absol, G's featuring Schoolboy Q, Someone Like You, Okay featuring Tyler Creator. Just some of my other favorites.
Yeah, my favorite project of his has to be his latest work.
Really? Slim?
Yeah, I think this is my favorite. I just couldn't stop listening to it when it came out, even with Travis dropping his album.
People slipped on this last album, dog. I'm telling you.
Well, it's because of Travis Scott. Him releasing around the same time as Travis, so. And then Nicki Minaj came like a week later, I think. So. Yeah, he's not as big as an artist as those two, but still, yeah. I really like this. This may be in my top 10 albums of the year because I really like this, especially from I like what he was talking about the content as far as from a male perspective. You don't really hear a lot of albums guys talking about the life after a breakup. Is you know. Trying to figure out their way out. You normally hear that, you know, especially in R&B. You heard that from like the Mary J. Blige's and stuff of the world, but like never from a male's perspective, unless it's in R&B maybe.
Right.
And especially not in hip hop. So I really appreciated that. I don't even know if we really got something like that from Drake. We got songs here and there from talking about dealing with it, but it was like more like self. Deprecating, like especially like that one song, Marvin's Room, is one of his most favorite songs. That one was super. Yeah, it was more like you could relate to it because it's like everybody. It seemed like everybody's gone through a situation like that, but it was like it was no positivity like on how to positively get through that situation. It was more like in the moment, like which is fine because everybody has that. A lot of people have that reaction or whatever, but like Mac Miller, he took you like on a journey on how he felt like he was back to swimming out of his problems. He didn't feel like he was drowning anymore, and it was like one of your favorite songs out there was Self Care, and I love this song. I love the video that you put out too. I just liked everything about that album.
Man,
yeah.
Oh, this hurts.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, we lost two good artists this year already.
Concert that now I'll never be able to see. I've always wanted to see him because he was about to go on tour in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, Slim and y'all, his last project dropped last month. So if you have not checked it out, go listen to it. I know it will be kind of, you know, eerie right now, seeing that he passed.
Yeah, it's sad listening to it now, but still, like, the overall message is uplifting. So I feel like even with his passing, if you can't listen to it now, like, maybe by the end of this year and going into next year, you can listen to it. Because there's a lot of good content on there, like I said, so. Definitely. So this is gonna be a weird transition from something real somber to something real ratchet, but gotta do it because it's one of the biggest hip hop news stories outside of Mac Miller's passing. The Nicki and Cardi quote unquote fight. So, I want to hear your perspective because we haven't talked about this yet. I'm just interested. Why did this happen in the first place? Give us some context.
So, apparently, Cardi, Nicki having like lack of stuff about Cardi being a bad parent and stuff on IG, allegedly, having liking things about her being a bad mother and some other stuff, you know, sneak dissing, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, Cardi was like on site. So, Cardi rolled up on her, you know, at the New York Fashion Week. It was basically like, I heard you talking. I heard you got something to say. But instead of Nicki fighting, Riley came in, snuck her, and then she threw her shoe. Then she got elbowed by security. Then she got kicked out the function. That's what allegedly happened. So basically, nobody ever said that it was never confirmed if Nicki was talking crap or if she was not. It was never thoroughly investigated. You feel me? So, Cardi goes on Instagram. If you hadn't seen like her long rant, she was basically saying that she had enough of her mind on her, talking about her, sneak dissing, all this other stuff. So that's why she ran up on her own site. She don't do too much talking. So there was that. Nicki seems unbothered. She's still been posting, still been doing Queen Radio. Riley is still irrelevant. But if you don't know who Riley is, she's some chick from hip hop and Love & Hip Hop New York. I don't know. I don't watch Love & Hip Hop. So yeah. I really don't know. But yeah, that's everything surrounding the story. Nothing new has came about. I feel like it's childish. Nicki, 30, you looking 40 in the face. 40 is knocking on your door. Patiently. You're too old to be out here beeping with somebody that's our age.
Yeah, but if I was like to look on social media, I seen a lot of people saying that Cardi was childish.
I heard a lot of people saying that Cardi was childish. So I'm talking about previously with even getting this stuff even started.
Okay.
I'm talking about pre-fight. Nicki should have squashed this pre-fight. However, Cardi is still young. She still has a lot to prove. Which I do agree with that. She young, she has a lot to prove, she loud, she rowdy, not saying that makes her a bad person or anything like that, but it's also a time and a place. That was not neither the time nor the place to be confronting Nicki Minaj about talking about you. It just wouldn't, now, I'm not mad at her for confronting. Now, she said something about the child, best believe, every mama gonna step up to whomever you have to step up to, regardless. But this was not the time or the place to do that, is my point. So I believe Nicki was wrong for where she did it. Cardi was wrong for where she did it. However, I don't think she's wrong for doing it if Nicki has done all these things that she's
allegedly said. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Now, if you're just going off a near he say, she say, oh, she did this on the gram and she did that on Twitter, you childish, you need to grow
up. Yeah, my only thing is that Nicki Minaj was talking crap about her raising her daughter or something like that or whatever.
That's what
like,
they were what? Saying. That's why she ran up on her, allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, if we picking sides here, I'm on Cardi's side. If Nicki Minaj was talking all this stuff,
you
gotta keep the same energy.
It don't
sound like Nicki kept the same energy. I'm just like, now do I approve of like on, you know, getting rowdy in the Fashion Week or whatever, but still like you talking about my daughter, you trying to come for me as a mother. Like you Nicki Minaj, you gotta expect, of all people, Cardi B gonna clap back eventually. Yeah, especially if she see you on site, like.
She made songs about beating people up on site. You don't think she really about it?
I mean, a lot of people make songs.
But I'm just saying, the way Cardi grew up in her life, you really think she had her plan with you, Nicki? She not playing. And if Lil' Kim could move her legs after getting all that silicone put in her body, she be on YouTube. But she can't move, so.
It's just in her legs. It's in her face, too.
But I'm not on any side in particular. But if I were to choose, I'd definitely be on Cardi's if Nicki was talking stuff like that. But like I said, it's just wrong place, wrong time. I shouldn't say I'm not on her side. It's just wrong place, wrong time. She could have handled that at the after party of New York Fashion Week. It didn't have to be right there, but I guess when, like I said, I don't know the feeling of somebody talking about my child. Well, I do, because y'all really be coming for striking Avante Life. But
don't nobody know who that is, Danae.
You know what I'm saying? That's my son. And my son. And if somebody was really saying some stuff about your child, you wouldn't care where you at. You want it.
That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying.
So,
I agree.
Squash it right there. But if I feel like if she really wanted to go rounds with Nicki, she should have did it outside of it.
If anything, if Nicki Minaj, she's going to talk out of stuff, just blatantly come out with a diss track. That's what I'm like, shoot, just put it on wax. If you really feel that strongly about it, Nicki, that's how I feel. Just put it on wax. So do we expect, like, to get some diss tracks out of this situation?
Honestly, I don't feel like Nicki is a really good diss track writer.
Really? Okay.
I really don't care for her diss tracks. Even when she did against Remy Ma, to me, was
Well, yeah, that was straight trash. I mean, the one she had against Lil' Kim, they was cool. I can see why you feel that way. I don't know what to expect right now. I did expect eventually that Cardi was gonna get, you know, a little rowdy, cause Nicki has been talking. So I wasn't surprised that she ran up on Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah, but
not surprised at all. It was coming. You know, it was expected, but it definitely didn't. It just didn't need to happen there. But like I said, somebody talk about your child, you gonna step right then and there and be like, "Hey, I heard you talking. What's going on?
Yeah,
what's happening? You know?"
Yeah. So, from one beat to another. Well, actually, I don't know if you know, but Drake and Meek Mill, they apparently squashed their beef on stage in Boston. When Drake was still out on tour, he brought out Meek Mill. He rapped one of his most famous songs, Drink, was it from the album Dreams and Nightmares or whatever?
Yep, Dreams and Nightmares.
Yeah. So,
officially, a collaboration.
So, officially, the beef is squashed, apparently.
3 years later, thank God.
So, how are we feeling about this? Was it about time? Do you really care?
He needed his help for this Pusha T.
You think that's why he did?
Drake needed help.
You think this is why Drake squashed the beef?
It's not louder.
That's
the only man that can shut him down at this point.
I mean,
I think he wanted
to squash the beef.
They were friends before the beef.
Yeah.
They were really good friends. So,
you know how it is when you're battling with your homeboy or your homegirl, you know? You have a little scuffle and then, you know, it'll take a little time. But y'all get back cool again. That's what happened. They got back cool.
They never got to the bottom of why they were actually beefing. It was just so many, this is why, it was never solid. This is why they're beefing. because they kept speculating around Nicki, and then
I mean, but it really popped off when Meek said that he had a ghostwriter.
Okay, so
that's when it really popped off.
But
I'm sure it was a lot of other stuff too.
What made Meek Mill say, "I'm gonna tell everybody that Drake got a ghostwriter"?
Right.
What was the underlying industry stuff is what I want to know.
Right. Right.
Because of course everybody in the industry knows about everybody in the industry. So of course everybody knows Drake got a ghostwriter.
Right.
And nobody gonna say it because ain't nobody trying to get their career in.
Right. So why did Meek feel comfortable doing it?
Get it? I'm risking it all. This man has a ghostwriter. He did not write "I Need a One Dance." That wasn't him.
Yeah, I think he wrote a one dance.
He definitely wrote one dance.
I think he wrote one dance.
It was a very popular song, but it was also very trash lyrics. But you can tell Drake that definitely had his hand in that one. But I just threw out a song.
Oh my god.
I'm happy they squashed it though. Hopefully they can give us another hit like Rico.
Yeah.
Because personally, I felt like Drake took a lot of shine from that album. That was Dreams Worth More
Than
Money.
That was a really good album. That was a really good album.
Phenomenal album. Almost every song was a hit.
Yeah.
Meek almost didn't miss on the album. And don't nobody, people act like it just didn't exist.
It's because of the beef.
It's too late. Or whatever the heck it was.
It was the beef.
Which, that was a really good album.
Drake dropped views after the beef. Mm-hmm. Drake had dropped views right after that beef.
Yeah. He dropped views and views didn't come out until 2016. 2015 was "If You're Reading This, This Is Too Late."
And then after he dropped that, that's when they got into their beef, and then Drake dropped views.
See, I thought it was
said, everybody listened to, but I still say that's his worst album. But
I liked it. That's just, I like it.
But everybody listen to it.
We get off of here, actually. Yeah. I think I might listen to it. But
nobody cared.
Dreams Worth More Than Money was a really good app. That was a really good album.
I'd say it was better than Views.
Oh, I agree.
It's better than Views.
Oh, yes.
But,
I mean, the production on it was great, too. I mean, he had Diddy on there, Swizz, Drake. Weekend, of course, you can't have a hit without not having the Weekend on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably his best album.
That was
probably his best one. I'm glad they squashed this. It's about time. I was waiting. I was like, I know they're going to get back cool or whatever. I was like, why don't y'all just go and do it? And they finally did it this past weekend, I guess, or whatever. So, kudos to them. Let's see what they do moving forward. So speaking of squashing beefs, apparently I guess Kanye and Jay-Z back cool, according to Kanye. I'm gonna say that according to Kanye, he says they're gonna be dropping a Watch the Throne 2. But
we gonna see.
I'm waiting on to hear from Hov. I'm not believing none of this until I hear Hov speak.
Until I see
Hov
drop something about it.
Yeah. And you know, Jay-Z ain't gonna make no public, no PSA announcement or whatever. You know, he's not gonna do that. But if we get some music with him, I mean, of course, we gotta believe it then, I guess.
Right.
So I'm not believing Kanye, just like I didn't believe his apology game in Chicago. Yeah, that week old apology tour.
About them orthopedic house slippers. Man, get out of my face.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see that video that he dropped with Lil Pump?
Yes, I think the song actually slaps, and that's what makes me upset.
I
found myself like, Jonathan just got up and walked away from the screen at his cubicle, you guys. Because we worked out of fives and we haven't employed ourselves yet. But we're going to get there.
Let's cut the show. I can't believe it.
My shoulders was moving a little bit. I listened to it like three times. I was like,
that is the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I'm not even. This is not hyperbole. That was worse than Whoopity Scoop. I'd rather listen to Whoopity Scoop. I'm dead. I would listen to Whoopity Scoop before I listen to that.
I'd listen to Whoopity Scoop. Dang, you ain't rocking with it like that.
No. That was so trash.
You are more of a conscious rap guy. You,
Janae, I do not just listen to conscious rap. I listen to everything.
But it's
I like Kanye's Life of Pablo album. That was not that was nowhere near conscious. I like that album. I did not like that video, that crap song. That's why I'm not buying this Watch the Throne 2. I'll guarantee you, I will not listen to it, at least for the first week. I will not listen to it if Watch the Throne 2 comes out. I do not trust Kanye right now. I trust nothing he does. Nothing.
I never thought I would see the day
he would lose the juice. Like this, as far as musically, like everything else, like even back when he said that stuff about George Bush and then his rant on stage when he came up and said, "I'm gonna let you finish." He still came out with awesome music.
It is.
The reverse effect is happening. It's getting worse.
Disease. He's aging in music backwards.
Yes, he's getting worse.
Travis
came down like in Space Jam. He rubbed that basketball. That's what happened.
I knew
it was something. Travis Scott on some Monstar. He the monster.
Man, that's actually a good idea. If you have five kids, you should dress them up as Monstars for Halloween. I'm just throwing an idea out here. Say this is where you got the idea, alright?
Oh my god.
It's over, dog. I never thought I would say this,
but I think it's over. Him ever putting out anything close to, you know, College Dropout, late registration, even Graduation. I don't even think Kanye can get back to Graduation, Kanye.
Nah, he couldn't.
I don't. I literally don't believe it anymore. He can't even get back to Life of Pablo right now. That's how bad it is. Or Yeezus. I would rather go listen to Yeezus right now compared to what he's dropping out right now. I would go back and listen to Yeezus. I'm being serious, Janae.
I was done with Kanye when he did that. I was like, oh no.
I would rather go listen to Yeezus.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah,
and
he already told us he was bipolar, even though we've known this for the last 10 or so years.
It doesn't matter. He's been bipolar for a while. He's been dropping good music being bipolar. That's not an excuse for me. I'm sorry.
I didn't say it was.
Sorry, I'm just a disgruntled Kanye fan.
But I think when people grow as their music and stuff matures, or they
maturing.
But I also think it has a lot to do with Hollywood, the effects of Hollywood. It has a lot to do with
It's the Kardashians. This is beyond Hollywood.
I think the man is screaming for help. Like, whatchamacallit in this video, Childish Gambino. The man needs a hug from a beautiful black woman. That's what he needs.
I don't even know if a hug from Michelle Obama would cure Kanye right now. I'm sorry.
Older black actress. She's in her 90s.
She was at Aretha's wedding. Was she at Aretha's funeral?
Cicely Tyson.
I don't know.
He needs a hug from Cicely Tyson. She almost 100.
I don't even
know.
The only thing that would work, I think, if somehow his mother came back to life, something. That's the only thing that can help Kanye.
Yeah, that's when the person downhill did the death.
I'm sorry. I think that's the only thing, and I don't think that's ever going to happen, so I can pretty much concede. Kanye. Oh my God. Shout out to Donald Glover for that video, though. That video was spot on.
We gonna talk about it again. Thank you, Donald Glover.
Spot on video.
Childish. Speaking of childish, he and Tyler Creator actually going on tour in the next couple of months. He and Tyler Creator are both on tour next
month. Yes. I thought Childish Gambino was already on tour.
Is he already on tour? I knew it was coming.
I thought he was already on tour. Because my cousin, she was telling me.
Him and Nick Nashville next month.
Yeah, because my cousin, she was telling me something about she missed seeing Donald Glover this past weekend because she went out of town with her dad.
So
something like that. I was like, dang, Donald Glover. I was like, dang, I'm missing it. But I will be going to see J. Cole, though, so that's all that matters. So, enough of Kanye. Let's get into the artists of the week. Who is our artist of the week?
Our artist of the week? I'm going to just go ahead and get this month.
Well, we just got into this month. We can only do the week.
That's why I said I got to wait for the month to be up. The week. Artist of the week. Man, dog, I'm going to give it to Ariana Grande.
Why Ariana Grande?
First of all, album sucks.
You said her album sucked?
I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard the album, so I don't know.
You're gonna be so mad at me. I'm not even gonna give it to you. I'm sorry. Listen to it on y'all time.
Okay.
But
a lot of people I heard said they liked the album.
Sis has been through a lot the last year. You know, with being over there in a terrorist attack last year with France, that's on the
thing. I forgot about that.
And then everybody always talking about her style. And then after she and Mac broke up, everybody on her case about that. Then being engaged now.
People blaming her for Mac Miller overdosing. Yes. I was like, what?
I'm her artist of the week simply because sis is not backlashed. She has had a rough
life. And she got groped by a preacher.
Yeah, she got groped by the pastor in Aretha's funeral. I mean, and then blaming it on what she was wearing.
I'm sorry. I don't get it, man. Like, how could you do that on live television? And plus, like, I'm sorry. I gotta say it. She got my chest. She has my chest. What were you grabbing, dude? That's the first thing I was thinking. I was like, bro, that's like grabbing a man's chest. Why are you... I'm sorry. I mean, it would be different if he was doing that to, like, a Nicki Minaj, even though her stuff is fake. But still, I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
I get what you mean.
Fam, come on.
But she has had a rough, rough week. Like, the last year Ariana has been rough in life. So, I'm giving her artist of the week. Take all the time you need. I don't care if she and Mac were not together no more. They have been friends for a very long time.
Yeah,
even got together. So not only did she lose an ex, but she lost a friend. Too.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? You are in my thoughts and my prayers, Ariana. With everything that you got going on, honey, you are in my prayers. And that, so she's getting my arts of the week, even though the album was very wet.
Gotcha.
No offense.
Gotcha. Wow. Artist of the week. I mean, this could. I'm not gonna say it goes to Mac Miller because that would just seem weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm gonna have to pass on artist of the week. I don't know who to give it to. I guess I can co-sign you with Ariana Grande. She has been through a lot, but I haven't listened to her album, so I don't even know if it's good or not. Janae's told me it's already bad, so I don't even know. Nobody really put out nothing, I guess. You know, artist of the week. I gotta give it to Joe Budden.
Oh, dear.
I gotta give it to Joe Budden. Bam. Dude, I literally thought his podcast rant was a rap diss. Did you not see that rant he went on his podcast? Man, he just started his podcast up on Spotify and stuff or whatever, so he getting the bag from that. And he got more attention because Eminem was silly enough to call him out when this man got a mic. So, that's going to give him more publicity. So, and plus he got another show on Revolt called State of the Culture. So, Joe looking like he winning right now. I'm sorry to all you Eminem fans, but he need to come out with a diss record, like a whole diss record dedicated to Joe Budden, because he said he ain't getting out of retirement for no whack one or two bars on an album that you know, he said, how about you release it when you're not in album mode? I said, and then he said something else. He's like, bruh, he said, you can't even compete with me. He said, I've been better than you for the last 10 years. I said,
he came for his head.
And he said, Mariah got more headshots than you, M. I said, bruh, I had literally forgot about that beef Eminem and Mariah Carey was in until he said that. And I must admit, I think Mariah Carey won that beef.
Stop.
She won the beef, bro.
Did you ever hear Eminem's diss towards Mariah?
Don't matter. She had upsets, bro. Everybody was sick.
It matters.
Let's be honest.
To Eminem in the morning.
It doesn't matter. Let's be honest.
Yes, it does.
Nobody goes Mariah back to
voice
that.
Recorded, sir. What do you mean it don't matter?
Nobody
he
goes
back. Voice
recorded. Bro, and to be honest, you don't get no brownie points from me from going at a female R&B artist. You don't. Hey, I'm sorry. You don't get points for that.
I say that he wasn't hitting it, and he was like, on the contrary, you're not gonna play me. The man
she
made
had
a disrespect about his mama. You don't
she
think
had,
he, you think that man respect women? He made a disrespect about his mama.
This man, I mean, Mariah Carey, she had dudes singing Obsessed. She had dudes singing Obsessed. She won. Everybody was singing that song.
The remix and the original version.
She bodied that man. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody say. Eminem lost to Mariah. I don't care. Joe Budden was right, because I totally forgot about that. How you get bodied by an R&B singer, M? How you gonna be the greatest? How you call yourself the rap god? You got bodied by Mariah Carey. She sung your butt to submission. Yes, I said it.
The Warning
saying.
Is one of my favorite diss tracks of all time. By Eminem. I'm sorry.
Sway. How Sway? How Sway? Bro, what we got? Oh, I'm not even gonna get into
it.
That is ultimate trash, bro. How? Never mind. I'm sorry. It can't be in my top 10 diss records of all time. It can't be. I'm sorry. It just can't. You're battling an R&B singer. What are you doing, fam? And Eminem spent his whole career battling pop stars and whatever and singers his whole life. It's just been weird to me. To be honest with you,
don't come for him if he didn't send you.
I'm coming, cause this man called himself rap guy, and I'm like, dude, you haven't been in no significant beef with no top tier rapper.
Nah, he haven't.
I'm just saying, can we be honest about that?
I agree with you, bro.
Anyway, so yeah, artist of the week, Joe Budden. So sleeper albums or songs past or present, I'll go first. My sleeper album is War and Leisure by Miguel. I feel like a lot of people slept on it. I even slept on it for a few months. Janae, stop it. I slept on it for a few months or whatever. Because it came out towards the end of the year, it came out like December.
It came out December 17th.
Yeah, it just, it was a weird placement when he dropped it. I felt like he should have dropped it either earlier in 2017 or dropped it in 2018. I feel like it would have done a lot better, in my personal opinion. Because by that time, it's like Christmas time. Ain't nobody really trying to listen to nothing but Christmas music, for real, for real.
Well, I was listening to Warren Lee.
I'm just saying, I wasn't too big on it right then or whatever, but like, I've been listening to it a lot lately. I was like, dang, I think people really slept on this album. Like, it's not Kaleidoscope, but it's definitely a good album. I like Miguel, what he did on this album. I like Miguel. And then, so my sleeping song is a song called Queen by Estelle, featuring a singer named Chronix. It's off her latest project. I forget the name of her latest album she just dropped. It just dropped, I think, last week. So it's still fresh, but this is like one of the standout tracks I heard on our album that she just released. It's called Queen. As you can obviously tell what it's about, I don't really need to explain it. But yeah.
All right, is it my time to shine now?
Yeah, you can shine.
All right, my sleeper album is going to be, which I also did this one on the One Gotta Go segment, Rapper Term Sanger by T-Pain. I think we were so young when it came out. We were in sixth grade when this came out. No, I'm sorry, fifth, when Rapper Turned Sanger came. No, we just went
to I haven't Rapper listened to that album until this past weekend. I hadn't listened to Rapper the full Turned project. Because I was so young, I was like, I wasn't really listening to a whole lot of albums
really
back then.
Like that.
Yeah.
But that's why I gave it as a sleeper album. Maybe it was we that slept on it, but Rapper Turned Sanger is one of my favorite albums of life.
Really?
I really love this album. I don't think you understand. So that's gonna be my sleeper album, Rapper Turned Sanger by T-Pain. My sleeper song is going to be, because I don't hear nobody still talking about her album, and it kind of makes me sad. But Teyana Taylor, Keep That Same Energy.
That's because of Kanye. Dang it, dude, let me shut up. You drug me back into it.
Hey, okay, well, let me change it so you won't get crazy. I'm gonna go with an old favorite, Shake It by Metro Stations.
Oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie right there. Shake It by Metro Stations.
I'm dead. Oh my God.
I was gonna say Firefly, but everybody loved that song. Firefly was a hit. It's a hit. They didn't make an album since. They
can
live their rest of lives with that one song.
All right. On that note, I think we got to wrap this show up. We went a little bit over time, but but it's been a crazy week. So this is Taste Test Podcast. Me, myself, Jonathan, and my co-host, Janae. And we can be found social media and other places where?
At Taste Test Podcast on all platforms except Twitter. That one is just going to be Taste Test Pod. Follow, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what y'all think. Email, send us out. Get your message across. However, we going to take it all. Get your pay phone. Get one ways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And hit us up and give us some feedback, y'all. Boom.
Please make sure you rate and subscribe. If you listen to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, it's called now. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. This has been a great episode, and we are out. Till next time.